Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden reacted today to the House ousting Kevin McCarthy for working with Democrats on a new spending bill.
Twice in the last 6 months, both houses came together on a bipartisan basis, once to avoid default, once to keep the government open. And while we should never have been in the situation in the first place, I'm grateful that leaders on both sides came together, including former Speaker McCarthy, to do the right thing.
But Mr. Biden says he is concerned by the dysfunction on Capitol Hill and urged Congress to keep working. New Speaker candidates could make a run for the role as soon as next week. More than 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers are on strike. They want a pay bump, but they also want help.
I work in message unit, and we never, ever have enough staffing. It comes from not enough nursing, not enough support staff.
And it's not just a problem there in California. Workers are picketing in five states and Washington, D.C. New York Attorney General Letitia James is putting her foot down in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial.
I will not be bullied. And so Mr. Trump is no longer here. The Donald Trump show is over. This was nothing more than a political stunt, a fundraising stop.
The former president has dragged everything about this trial, including James calling her incompetent, despite a gag order. For about a minute today, the entire country was on alert.
It was the seventh nationwide test of the emergency alert system, but only the second test sent to cell phones. FEMA did the test in coordination with the FCC. Since 2015, FEMA has required under federal law to test the system at least once every 3 years. All participants, like cable and cell phone companies, are required to file information to the government about how the test went for them.
CBS's Matt Piper reporting there. FEMA says if you didn't get that alert, your phone was either off or it's too old. Apple released a software update today to fix its overheating iPhone 15 models. Tech expert Ian Schur.
For Apple, of course, having an answer and offering a fix quickly is really important. People who might be upgrading are thinking about what device they might buy during the holiday shopping season. The last thing Apple wants is their ever to be an asterisk next to anyone's recommendations.
Gold medalists for the seventh straight time.
Team USA won a record seventh team title today at the Gymnastics World Championships in Belgium. Simone Biles led the team, making her the most decorated female gymnast now in history, with a combined 33 medals from Worlds and the Olympics. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
For two decades, FBI agent Robert Hansen sold secrets to the Kremlin.
He violated everything that my FBI stood for.
People died because of him.
Hansen was the most damaging spy in FBI history, and his betrayals didn't end there.
Do I hate him? No, I don't hate anyone. But his motive, I would love to know what his true motive so I can get that out of me.
How did he do it? Why? Listen to Agent of Betrayal, The Double Life of Robert Hansen, wherever you get your podcasts.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is...
bring some kind of new energy to this program. And once I saw the text message that Sunday morning after the Minnesota game, I'm like, dang, they went all out. And so, and I mean, he checked all those assets. He checks all of those off. So I'm pumped. It's good to see you again. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the season.
Well, I appreciate it. I wish you would have told me that. I don't know how many years ago that was. The day I met you, I would have saved a lot of time and a lot of trips over to Milwaukee. But I'm glad you knew that all along and you never told me. So I guess I didn't tell you the truth, maybe, since I was the only reason I've ever come to Wisconsin was to see you. You said that wasn't the truth that I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. probably wasn't, but that's beside the point. You didn't tell me the truth either, so I guess our relationship started off with a little shabaki.
You win some, you lose some, Coach. You win some, you lose some.
Travis, tell us about it. Give us a little insight on what Coach Fickell is like in the recruiting process, because you just said a couple of minutes ago you grew up here, yeah, and this was your dream. Otherwise, you would have gone there.
Yeah, it's crazy because I'm 36 years old now, and when Chris McIntosh made the hire, it was almost like I knew exactly who Coach Fickell was. I mean, come into my house, built a relationship with me, my family, my friends, very welcoming, and I knew he had that winner mentality, and that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to go to a football program that was going to be successful. And just his relationship that he forms with his players, he's one of those coaches that make you want to be able to play behind him.
Probably a real easy question for you, Coach. Tell us about what jumped out to you as you were, as you and your staff were pursuing Travis.
I'd love to tell you that. I mean, I'd be making this up again. I'm obviously, I think there was some pretty good athleticism and things. It wasn't that often that, I probably recruited that area, to be honest with you. So, yeah. And it wasn't like, I was recruiting him as a linebacker. Maybe I was trying to think I could change his mindset to move from
what
that offensive
thinking,
side
then?
Of the ball. I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know why they sent me over there. I think it started off with your teammate too, because he was a D lineman.
Yeah.
So I think there was a combination there, and then
so
I just got
two deal package.
Yeah. So then I just obviously built a relationship a little bit, but. To be honest, I don't remember. But then I remember playing against him for many years and preparing. So I thought that was kind of – that's one of those unique things that you get into in recruiting-wise. You kind of get to know somebody. Then you kind of go and you got to prepare for them. And you get to from afar watch how they grow and see their kind of career develop, not with you, but, from afar. So always admired that and watched. Didn't spend as much time watching. You lose track of some of these guys when they go to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
When you stop having to prepare for them. But Noah was – I knew that was definitely something that was in his cards from just being around him and watching him and recruiting him in high school.
We were talking before, Travis, saying somebody asked you, how often do you wear the Super Bowl ring anyway
for
the Giants?
Not often. I mean, if I knew I was going to be getting all this backlash from Coach Fickell, I probably would have wore it today. I kind of have it. I have it stored up at home and always look at it as a stepping stone in my life. And it's crazy to think that I'm sitting next to a coach that, again, recruited me coming out of high school. Then I'm sitting here at this awesome university. And then to bring on the Super Bowl ring is that much more. So I'm very blessed to be in the position I'm in now.
Yeah, we're lucky to have Travis on the team, by the way. He does. He is with us at Badger Sports Properties. I know some of you in the room know him, and those of you who don't, you probably will at some point. So for you, you live the dream playing here, and now you're forever connected here. This is kind of this is pretty good. Pretty good to be you.
Yeah. I see Chris McIntosh out there. You better get used to me, because I ain't going anywhere. I'm going to be here for a while. But no, it's something that, I mean, Chris McIntosh was the person that kind of finalized my last moment here at Wisconsin by giving me that call that I was inducted to the Wisconsin Hall of Fame. I finally felt that I could kind of put the cleats up and kind of look at life after football. Once I got that call.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome to see you be inducted last year. Circle back here to Coach Fickell and your team. In a bye week, we've half joked. We were here with Coach Scruggs a few weeks ago about the number of days off that you don't get. Was there any chance? I know you did some work. We'll get into that. But was there any escape time for? Could you step away for half a day, or just something to recharge your own batteries here?
Well, yeah, I think the unique thing kind of coming off the bye week, we played a Friday night game, which, to be honest with you, I think in the last 4 years I've played a Friday night game every season, maybe even two. And I don't mean like the last game of the year. A lot of times, on Thanksgiving you play a Friday game. But the unique thing about playing a Friday night game, the early in the week, it's tough. You guys know that in the NFL. Like, it's a short week. You got to get things going really, really fast. The guys got to turn things around. We practice on a Monday. But when you play on a Friday night, obviously winning takes care of a lot of things, but it's unique that you have a Saturday off. And so we've always had the schedule, hey, you're going to have Saturday off if you play on a Friday night. And that's an actual time for me, for all our coaches, for the players, I think, to kind of relax, whether you watch college football all day or something. So we obviously had a Friday night game, so you kind of come home, and a Saturday is like the most relaxing time you've played. Now you get to watch everybody else sweat and worry about the things they got to worry about. And then we went into a bye week. So we had an opportunity on a Saturday for me in particular to kind of relax and, you know, enjoy some things, watch your kids play and watch some games and kind of have a relaxing day and then get back into it. And you're in a bye week. So we will practice hard. We did a lot during the bye week. But the unique thing is after practice, I would kick the coaches out. I'd be like, now, you know, 5 o'clock, 5:30, get out of here, go home, have dinner, relax a little bit. We'll get back in here in the morning and, you know, break down the film from the practice from the day before and go about our business. But what it does is it just gives you a time for your mind to relax a little bit. Because when you go home, like when I go home tonight, there's not a, you try to relax, but I mean, the wheels just keep turning about other things that are going to happen until Saturday. And on a bye week, the nice thing is you go home and the wheels don't turn quite as much. And you know, you not a ton of time, but you get to relax and you know, spend a little time a little bit different.
I think I've asked you this before, but you were mentioning maybe on a Saturday after a Friday game, you can watch other games. Now, you're going to watch it with different sets of eyes than what I would. Or I mean, do you just kind of stay clear of games, or do you really sit back and watch other teams sweat?
You know what? On a Saturday after you've played, when my mind is racing for the next week yet, I have an opportunity to. Now, I usually mute it. And then, you know, I'm not going to sit there and get probably tied into a game for the whole time, just because of sheer fact that you're right. You start thinking about more things and defending somebody or how you're going to attack them, you know. But it is a little bit uniquely different for me. Like on a Thursday night, I won't watch. Or if we play a night game, if there's games on during the day, I will not watch. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, it's a little bit more relaxing after we play at 11 o'clock and have a nice win and go home, and there'll be an opportunity to flip it on and kind of relax a little bit. But other than that, yeah, kind of tough too.
Travis, how about you? I mean, obviously during game days, home games, you're with a lot of our partners. Mm-hmm. But I know last year you were doing some broadcasting work.
Yeah.
As you watch a game, I mean, you're going to see it differently than a lot of us who never played at that level. You look back now, like you're with a lot of our partners on a game day, but you like to watch the game like the following day, right?
Yeah, I think it's a part of my role, which is awesome. I have the ability to essentially give some of our partners an experience that they typically wouldn't get. So I love being in that position. But at the same time, I'm not able to watch. I'm not able to engage in the game like I would intend to. And like you said, when I did the radio, that's literally last year I did the radio, and that's literally what I watched. I mean, play by play. But it's nice to be able to go home, either typically it's the next day, but to go back and watch the film as if I was in the meeting room and rewind and seeing what the whole screen is doing. I never like to really watch games up close anyways, because I like to see the whole field. Mm-hmm. But then when I watch it on TV, I can.
So you watch the TV copy?
Yeah.
Do you mute it too, for like I do, so that you don't have to listen to the commentary?
Yeah, it gets
announcers.
No
are really
disrespect. I listen to the radio call. I just mute the announcers. I listen to the radio.
Yeah,
call.
Yeah, right.
It gets bad.
To the radio call and then yeah. play it with the TV.
Exactly.
Music. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Any more lies we want to say?
Or I'll listen to Luke Combs while I'm watching the Badgers play.
There you go. So there you go. I got you.
Hopefully he's listening out and get some Luke Combs tickets out of this.
There's always an angle. That's like Tausch. We will take a break. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Four families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. This is the Luke Fickell Show, brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at zimbrickfishhatcheryroad.com. We'll take a break. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Celebrate homecoming with the Wisconsin Badgers at Camp Randall Stadium. Now is your chance to be there when the Badgers take the field on October 7th against Rutgers. With multiple sold-out games this season, it's time to act fast and lock in your spot for game day. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Coach Fickle here. When I got to Madison, I was in the market for a new car, and my first call was Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. I needed a car with a lot of space, and the Zimbrick team made it easy every step of the way. I looked at Hondas, Hyundais, Buick, GMC, Genesis, and Infiniti. The key to their success is selection and one-stop shopping. Every day is game day at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. So take a page from my playbook, find your next new or used vehicle at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road or online at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. We continue with the Luke Fickle Show, Camp Randall Live Edition, as the Badgers here this month of October, 3 home games out of the 4 they will play, and home game number 1 this month happens on Saturday against Rutgers. Team has been playing some pretty good ball in its own right. They'll come to town for an 11 a.m. kick here at the camp. We, as promised, are joined by Badgers. We have been fortunate here in these Camp Randall live shows to visit with some of Coach Fickle's assistants. And please welcome running backs coach Devin Spaulding, who is with us here tonight. Coach.
Thank you.
Pretty good player in his own right in the day. Not one position, but two, running back and a wide receiver at Central Michigan. Not all that long ago either. So, but young guy, but a lot of experience. Last 4 years at Youngstown State, was a GA at Cincinnati with Coach Fickle back in 2019. And before, Coach, before I bring up the Badgers running backs, for those in the room, again, some Badger fans may know this, others may not. You had an incredibly gifted running back, Jaleel McLaughlin, at Youngstown State. If you take all the divisions of college football, you know, 1A, FBS, FCS, and D2, D3, Jaleel McLaughlin is the all-time leading rusher. I'm wrapping my head around 8,166 rushing yards. Tell us about this young man. I gave the stats. There's got to be a lot behind that, though.
Jaleel was a very, very interesting kid, man. I mean, he came from a rough upcoming. You know, he had a significant work ethic. He grew up in a car, actually, for 2 years out of his life. And, you know, we had a house for the next 2 years. I had no electricity. So his work ethic was very different than everybody else. And, you know, he had to really work for the things that he wanted to accomplish. And he was a smaller running back and always told that, you know, he wasn't going to be able to play at the level that he wanted to play at. And he was under-recruited, and because of his size, and you know, he's a Division II running back. He went in the portal because of COVID, and you know, we were able to build a relationship with him out of the portal, and we got him to come, and you know, it was really, really good. It was great for the program. I mean, he was just an ultimate competitor. You talk about his work ethic. He would run the stadiums at 5 a.m. every single day, whether we were in camp, spring ball, practice, and then he'd go to practice. And after practice, he'd go home, he'd work out again, and he'd come back in the stadium, and every play that was on our call sheet, he would run through the play at the stadium. So all those yards that he ran for, I mean, he worked for every single one of those yards. I mean, he's the hardest worker I've ever been around.
I got to think, a guy like that, that can rub off, right? If you're a teammate and you think you're dragging a little bit, then you see this guy. Maybe changes the outlook a little bit.
Exactly right. And that was the whole reason that we wanted to go to the portal, because, you know, we felt that there was a lack of competition in that room, and, you know, that we were looking for that ultimate competitor to be able to come in there and be able to stress those guys and make those guys work harder. And ultimately, that's exactly what it did. You know, everybody's game was elevated because that kid came in the room. So that's why I said it was a really good blessing for the program to have that kid.
I've seen so many players through here and teams through here. There's nothing better than proving people wrong, right? They're telling you, you can't, and then you do.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Yeah, let's get to this year's group. Obviously, you know, the injury to Chez. It was great to see him out there, you know, at practice and a little bit, just, you know, observing and smiling. I can't imagine he's felt a lot like smiling here. But just obviously, he's got the road to recovery. Spirits okay from what you could tell under the circumstances here?
Yeah, I think the spirits have been really well. You know, and that's the thing. You know, nobody really understands what he's been going through with those injuries, but, you know, I battled the same thing when I was in college. I had three season-ending injuries when I was a player. So, you know, it gets very confusing, you know, working so hard, building yourself up, and then getting knocked back down. But, you know, he's done a really good job with where he's at mentally, and, you know, we've been communicating every day. And, you know, like you said, seeing him on a practice was really good.
You know, Luke, you mentioned this in your news conference Monday, that he is going to continue to be one of those guys that people turn to leadership. He's going to do everything he can. He can't, you know, be on the field right now, but you still want him very much a part of things day to day.
Yeah, I think that we had to make that known to him as well. And actually, I talked to him right as I was walking in the door here tonight, just to say, when you coming up to sit down and talk? Because, you know, it's tough. You know, you've been through the injuries. Everybody's kind of had them if they've played. And to get him back in the mix and just around the guys, we know how much, at least I know how much the team needs him. How, you know, just being out there at practice the other day, the smiles on the faces of the people to see him was unique. But I also think it helps him as well. And we want to have him around. We need to have him around. We're going to kind of encourage him to be around, whether it's taking him on the road in a lot of these situations. I do believe that he provides a lot for us, even though he can't play on the field.
Travis, you've gone through this. The brotherhood, yeah, though, of the locker room, that maybe as much as anything helps you pull through something,
yeah,
like this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy because to look at Chez, and I mean, I had the same injury my senior year, just – mine was in October, later October, against Illinois, and that was my season-ending injury. I just remember that when I had the surgery and came back, and Brett Bielema brought me in and had me speak to the guys, and it's crazy when you look at your career, and it's such a cliche phrase, but play every snap like it's your last. Like, it means that much more when you're in that position. And I wasn't able to finish the season with my team the way I wanted to on the field. Obviously, I was there in spirits and keeping those guys riled up and letting them know that we still needed to be great. But it's a tough ending when injury is the verdict of your final game.
And you could tell the message after Braylon, the last touchdown of the game, he found a camera and made, you know, a message to Chez, and I think he spoke for everyone on the team. There is the cold, hard business moving forward aspect of this, where we talk so much about Braylon and Chez, those of us on the outside. I remember talking to you, Coach Spalding, in camp, that little deeper than people think. You like your room, don't you?
I do. I love my room. You know, and Jackson Akers is going to be the second back to go in the game. And, you know, what a lot of people don't realize or they've forgotten is Jackson played a lot of football last year. You know, I mean, he was a starting fullback, and he played in all the games that they played in last year. And he's carried the football, and, you know, we put him in the game. We've put him in the game twice this season, and he's done a really good job. And, you know, he's a big, powerful kid that's going to be a bruiser, and he's going to be hard to tackle.
Yep, his debut actually as a Badger came against Rutgers a couple years ago, scored his first collegiate touchdown in the game there. So you've got him, you've got Cade Iacomelli, you've got some young guys there. But let's get to Braylon here. Obviously, the start that he had, the start that your team had was really impressive at Purdue. He's coming along. We were starting to see that Braylon start to burst through early in games now, as we did at West Lafayette, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing with him is we just got to, you know, get him going. And the thing that allows him to play very well is when he gets angry. You know, that's what he's relayed to me. So we just got to find a way to make sure he's angry when he steps on the football field.
Somebody just insult him right away.
I got it. I can do that.
There you go.
It's interesting. I talked to a couple of guys, either college guys or NFL guys too, because, you know, Braylon had talked a lot in camp about, you know, I'd like to get 50 catches if I could, serious or not. Pretty good pace here, 16 through the first four, but would think it's an adjustment because he gets the, you know, he gets the ball handed to him. He's running between the tackles. It's a little different animal when you're going out, you know, catching a swing pass, whatever it is. Give us some perspective, those of us who've never played your position, of what someone like him is going through right now, catching the ball, getting it in his hands in a little different spot as opposed to just a straight handoff.
Yeah, it's a little different. You know, obviously he's used to running between the tackles, and when you get the opportunity to catch the ball in space, we're doing that to try to isolate you one-on-one in space with a third-level defender. So, you know, I think that's something that was a big focus of ours through the bye week, of trying to get better at being able to create separation and running routes, but also being able to win in those tight alleys, which is what those plays are designed to do. And I think we've taken steps in the right direction. I'm excited to see him put that stuff on tape this week.
Coach Fickell, we'll embarrass Devin here. I mean, he was a GA for you, as I mentioned, at Cincinnati. As you're building your staff, tell us about Coach Spalding and what attracted.
Well, the bad thing was he just mentioned the three season-ending injuries. Well, he had a season-ending injury for us as a GA. I mean, I was kind of questioning when we had him there that we asked the young guys to play a basketball game, and next year at the end of camp, he can't even walk, and he's getting a boot and things. And I'm like, my goodness, I thought we got these young guys here to try to, you know, pick the pace up a little bit. We got these young guys that get hurt, so I didn't realize you had three season. I say four now because you ended that season with an injury as well. But you sometimes when you've got some of these young guys, you just know that they've got a really bright future. And I'm not, and for whatever reason, guys that played, but just the connection that they have with players, whether they're GAs or coaches, I think that you can read and see a lot of those things in guys at an early age. And we were fortunate enough to have Devin for I think only a year, and knew that there was going to be plenty of opportunities for him. And we were fortunate, you know. I mean, I'm sure he had plenty of opportunities being at Youngstown State, but I think, you know, the uniqueness that I think he grew up with, and he's got a loyalty to him, and where obviously Doug Phillips at Youngstown State gave him his first job, and I'm sure he felt really kind of loyal, like, I'm not just going to take this one and hop to get another one. And you can see that, you know, through that time, he's grown a lot. I mean, he's a great teacher, but the relationship he has with the guys, I think, is really unique.
That's a heck of a program there. When Youngstown State, I mean, people in this neck of the woods remember Jim Tressel, what he did, but was also the president of the university there, but his great success as a coach. Was coaching something? Was that on your radar, even in your playing days? Like whenever I'm done playing, this is something I'd like to do.
It is, man. I've been coaching my little brother since I was 10 years old, and you know, I knew when I got to college that was something that I wanted to pursue. And you know, my running back coach at the time was Gino Gadulli, and I had always expressed to him that that's something I wanted to get into. And when I had my last season-ending injury at Central Michigan, it was actually my last game. You know, he hit me up, and Coach Fickell had a spot for a GA on offense available, and I went in. I met Coach Fickell and met the guys on offense, and they hired me.
And the rest is history.
Yep, yes, sir.
We didn't know he was injury prone.
Yeah. So what exactly did happen?
I didn't know the whole story.
I was like, was there a year off in between, or was this the next year that you?
The next year.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
some of us don't have the, you know, the fortunes of having the careers that, you know, get prolonged by athleticism. You know, not that he doesn't have injuries in his case, athleticism in my case. Some of us have to just kind of get right into the next phase of our lives.
Exactly right. So what happened in that basketball game, Coach?
It was actually a football game.
Okay.
We were playing, the GAs were playing against some of the younger guys, and I was covering somebody, and I took a wrong step, and...
It was football, actually. Huh?
It was football.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So
now it's even worse. I thought it was at least another sport that you weren't familiar with. It was actually football.
It was football, yep.
What was I thinking?
He definitely seen something in you. I mean, for him to still hire you, right?
Exactly.
Normally the GA will be gone.
I mean, Coach Bicknell went down last at our last game, and I hollered at him to get off the ground. Yep. I mean, and he's 60 years old.
Exactly.
To bring you back after a guy that's that young and still got hurt? I didn't know.
I was laughing. I asked Coach Fickell that last week about, you know, the toughness of his offensive line coach, and yeah, he said, "Yeah, somebody told me that he was down. So get up."
I had to apologize to him after the game. I went in the locker room after everything was done, and we were in good spirits. And I said, "Jack, I do apologize." He said, "For what?" I go, "Well, somebody told me you were down. I really wasn't too concerned. I just said, get his butt up." And I didn't realize you actually could have been hurt a little bit. Like, but you better get out of the way a little bit. You're getting older.
Wow. A lot of sympathy here. We'll take a break. Back with a few more minutes with Coach Spalding as well. This is the Luke Fickell Show presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 49 tonight under mainly clear skies, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers, high of 67. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 44. Low 50s Friday and Saturday with a chance for scattered showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
With the Luke Fickell Show, Camp Randall Live Edition here as the Badgers get ready for their homecoming matchup with Rutgers. 11 a.m. kick, by the way, the Iowa game. There's kickoff time set for that as well. A week from Saturday, that will be at 3 o'clock here at Camp Randall. Spending a few more minutes with Badgers running backs coach Devin Spaulding. We were kind of going down the list here, and I would be remiss if I didn't ask about a Wisconsin guy out of Rufus King over Milwaukee, Nate White. How are things? True freshman, learning the ropes here. How are things going for him here?
It's going good, man. Nate shows us a lot of promise, and he's going to have a bright future in this program. You know, he does things that are a little different than the other backs. You know, he's very, very shifty. He's got a good feel for really all of the run plays. He's got a good knack of being able to find the seam. You know, the thing we're working on right now is just continuing to try to develop his body a little bit, and, you know, Coach Brady's been doing a really good job with that.
Yeah, body by Brady.
Right? Exactly
the
right.
The before and after pictures have been pretty fascinating, even from, you know, the beginning of winter. And, I've always, it doesn't matter the sport, but once guys, I mean, you're right, he's, what, 175-ish yep. around there. But once guys get in the weight room and then they start looking in the mirror and all of a sudden, ooh, this looks different. That's a big encouraging step in the process, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you like you guys are all kind of, I'm sure your heads were spinning for a time as you join the staff here, getting acclimated. How are you liking it here? I mean, obviously you're kind of locked in. You probably don't get out of the town much, you know, anytime soon, but How has the Madison area treated you here so far?
Well, I love it. You know, I mean, like you said, haven't gotten a great opportunity to get out and explore much, but my fiance has, and she loves it. So if she loves it, I love it. But no, I really enjoy it, man. You know, you hear a lot about the people and the community, and then you get to actually experience it and be around the people. And, you know, I think everybody's been very, very friendly, very open, very accepting. And, you know, I really appreciate that. And it goes a long way for my fiance as well.
I know we talk about running back specifically, but this offense, it seems like it's starting to catch a rhythm here with what Tanner is doing at quarterback. It's all a process. It's all a progression. But do you like the path that things are on right now?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I think we've been playing really good football. You know, the last game we obviously showed what we're capable of when we, you know, play well as a unit and do everything and complement each other in all three phases of the game. And, you know, I'm excited because I think that bye week, like Coach talked about, we focused on things that we needed to get better at. And, you know, we took a long look in the mirror to see the things that we were struggling with. And we put a big point of emphasis on that, both offensively and in the running back room as well. And, you know, we grew in all those areas. And, you know, I'm really, really excited to see those things get put on tape.
We'll talk with Coach Fick about this in a couple of minutes, but just your general thoughts on Rutgers, that the defense has been playing pretty well. I mean, that their game with Michigan a couple of weeks ago, that was in question getting deep into the third quarter. What jumps out to you about the Rutgers defense?
I think they're a salty group. You know, I think their defensive line, they're stout. I think their linebackers are probably the strongest group on their team. You know, they got a lot of depth, and I think they play really well. They got length, they're athletic, and I think their back end does what's asked of them. I think they do a good job. I think they're disciplined, and I'm excited to be able to put the ball down and watch our boys go to work.
Absolutely. Look forward to watching them. Appreciate your time. I know
you're
busy.
Thank
you. We appreciate you coming out here tonight.
Yes, sir.
Devin Spaulding. Absolutely. Devin Spaulding, Badgers running backs coach. We'll take a break. More of the Luke Fickell Show coming up. Coach Fickell Show brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader. Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route.
Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show as the Badgers get ready for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Before I, Coach, I ask you about that, there was, I don't want to let this show go by without talking about a great hustle play. Coaches everywhere, keep playing. Keep playing, even if it looks like a play is dead. You know where I'm going.
I know where you're going.
The Purdue game, it was a goofy, like even from up in the press box going, what just happened here? But Caden Johnson knocking it loose. The running back scoops it, and it was Darian Varner, right?
I mean, our first fumble caused this year.
Yeah, but it's a great example of don't quit on a play, right?
In 7-on-7, whatever it is, the ball hits the ground, and defensively, just tell them always pick it up. Make the officials make the call, and had no idea. I mean, it looked from the field, and probably to your guys' vantage point, it looked like it was an incomplete pass. Mm-hmm. The ball comes out of his hand, goes about 20 yards. But the reality was, obviously, it was loose in his hand, and it was, you know, he didn't have control of it, I guess, when he released it. And the ball just kind of gets picked up by the running back, and Darian Varner just kind of runs over, like, just nonchalantly punches it out and then dives on it. And you're like, you know, at first I'm thinking, oh, good, don't get a penalty for, like, you know, unnecessary, right, you know, causing it. And ends up being a fumble, and we would get the ball, and it kind of puts the nail in the coffin a little bit. But, yeah, that is a great example. We used it on that Sunday to say, okay, this is why you continue to play and you just never know.
And those were guys who had modest snap counts, right, in the game, too. So it was like, yeah, we're here, but that you talk about making your reps count.
Yeah.
No, it's unique, and mm-hmm. you know, it's a great example. Both sides of the ball, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're an offensive guy and that ball goes on, you have no idea what happened behind you, right? Dive on that thing. Make sure you take care of the ball. Ultimately, we want to end every play with the ball if we can, especially on offense.
Trav, is that one of the things we hear, like announcers will say it, but the coaches all the time is like, don't count your reps, make them count. It, as a player, you really have to embrace that, right? If you're going to get out there for six snaps.
Yeah. You better be the best six snaps of your life. Yeah, I agree. I mean, just it kind of almost made me think about the game, my Giants, how they got whooped on Monday. But there was a play, I think quarterback, they thought it was an incomplete pass. Seattle picked up the ball, ran it back for a touchdown. It's just you always go until you hear a whistle. Sometimes you can't. You play in these tough stadiums, these arenas, you can't hear a whistle. So, I mean, if your guys aren't grabbing you back, there's no shame into running into the end zone. It's almost like these guys on kickoff. I mean, they teach you, even if it's a kickoff, you still want to be the first one down there. That presence is.
Well, it's kind of hard too, right? I mean, okay, so let's say Darian Varner didn't punch that out.
Yeah.
And that guy takes off and starts running. What if Darian Varner runs over there and just tackles the guy then the official throws a 15-yard penalty because of the personal foul. That's why I always kind of say, we don't play to the whistle, we play through the whistle. Yeah. And if that means by chance we get a couple penalties at times, look, I'm understand that that's the way we're going to coach, that's the way we're going to teach because of situations like that. Like, had he not punched it out, what if he'd have tackled the guy? It would have been perfectly fine, right, because it was a loose ball.
Yeah.
But yet the officials could have all of a sudden flagged him, and then he's looking at me. I'm like, that's fine. If they do and it happens and it's not a fumble and they flag it, like, those are the penalties as a coach that, look, I'm willing to be able to take. Don't pick and choose when you do it. But if we're always going, then there's going to be some of those situations that you're going to play through.
So is that the same mentality you have when I'm in NFL? You're going to cover my fine, my $7,500
I would definitely, okay. You know what? There's no doubt.
Okay,
I would.
Fair enough.
We don't get fined. We just, as long as you don't put your head on anybody and use the crown of your helmet and get ejected.
Well, I'm hesitant here. Do you think they'll ever, like in the NFL, it's not an ejection. Do you see the day maybe where that could happen at the college level, particularly the bang bang?
I surely hope so. We're making the game better. We're making the game safer. I don't want to say this because obviously we're being streamed, but I kind of think we're doing a little bit better job. You know, then I watch a game or two the other night, and I don't think they did a good job. But the one that we got thrown out, that Jordan got thrown out the ball, I mean, obviously the play's over. The next play is about a half a second from being snapped, and then they buzz and review it. And if you review every play, you're going to see some things that you could possibly either flag or even throw a guy out for. And since then, I think our league and stuff has done a good job at not trying to over-evaluate things that officials don't see. I know they would probably never say that. I know that that can't be, you know, something that they're saying, hey, we're not looking. They always have to. But I think that we recognize that there's some things that happen bang, bang. And let's don't over-analyze every single play, trying to find ways to harm kids or kick kids out. Yeah. And we're still making the game better. We're still making it safer. But I think there's a lot of those plays. I saw one happen on Saturday night that I mean, why review it? Why throw a guy out? I mean, I know we're making things safer, but I think we've done that.
Yeah, I wish that they would. I mean, some of these guys, that game is extremely important to those guys. It could be their senior year. One of the things this kind of reminds me of is the hit on Travis Hunter from Colorado.
Yes.
Dion kind of, I felt from his perspective, he was, the next play, he was kind of vouching for him. From my view, it looked like a dirty shot. And now you have Travis Hunter that had to go to the hospital, is now missing games because of a dirty hit. I think that they should implement something to where that player that made that hit, because they can't find him, they should be held accountable and should be suspended for every game that Travis Hunter misses. I mean, that's obviously one of the best players on that offense, and for them to take out a shot, I mean, it's
and defense.
I think we'll go ahead and we'll agree to disagree here. I'm not sure that's an offensive mentality.
Talk to my friends about this stuff, and they all agree with me. And I sit next to a defensive.
That's why
guy.
You have your kind of friends, and that's why I have my kind of friends, I guess. Right? I mean, your friends are all offensive friends?
My VP is clapping for you.
He's also a defensive coordinator.
He's a defensive guy.
He literally, they won last week 14-4.
I know.
I mean, the man, he's 2-11. I mean.
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what you get. Yeah, that's what you get for clapping.
Did I mention former Badger Sports Properties employee?
Was. No, I never saw the hit. I think there's a lot of things that that happen bang, bang. And that's why, to me, even in the targeting stuff, like, if things aren't malicious, then I don't think we should throw guys out. Again, I'm not saying that, you know, we're done making it safer and making sure guys aren't ducking their head, but things that aren't malicious, things that are, you know, there's a level of, you know, people changing and it happens and it's bang, bang. Like, I don't believe there should be. You know, and I don't know about the personal fouls and things like that. Like, it's a part of the game. I mean, there's many things where people said, hey, guys are dropping and, you know, they're trying to slow the game down on some of these offenses. Well, okay, well, if they do that, then they can't, since they're a defensive guy, they can't come back in the game until the next series. It's like, well, hold on, how are you to determine what is malicious for sure and what is, you know, flagrant, or what was, you know, we're not really in it. And so we get into that. That's really difficult. I already think the officials' jobs are so hard.
Yep.
You know, if I was an official, I would only want to officiate the NFL because I think they've got a much cleaner, easier game to officiate than we do in college.
Gotcha. Appreciate it. We will take one more break back to wrap things up in just a couple of minutes. Luke Fickell Show brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on. And know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table? Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Just a few seconds left. I want to make sure I get this in. If you're coming into the area tomorrow, the annual homecoming parade that starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow at State Street and Gilman Street, then the block party and the pep rally from 7 until 9 at Alumni Park and the Memorial Union Terrace stage in the Badger football team taking on Rutgers. Our coverage will start at 9 o'clock, kickoff set for 11 a.m. for the Badgers and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. And then the Iowa game a week from Saturday will kick off at 3 o'clock. Again, our thanks to running backs coach Devin Spaulding, who has joined us. Thanks to Travis Beckham. As Mark Tauscher having the load management day, he'll be back with us on Saturday. Coach Fickell, Dave McCann, our engineer, Aisha Jackson back at our studio. All of you here in Camp Randall joining us here tonight. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you all Saturday on the Badger Sports Network. Good night.
Been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 49 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 67. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 44. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist